Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to just say a few words before Diane does the teaching of Acts chapter 16 for the first time. We have two more times, one tonight and then one on Monday night. I was trying to think of my landing place of this morning for just to make a small recording. And I came to Acts 16, verse 25, and it reads, "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." In that section where it says the prisoners were listening to them. And I begin thinking about how our witness is powerful. We have this story of what has happened to us. Everyone who is a true believer has this account of what happened to them, what got them to the point that they knew about salvation and they received salvation. And when we are able to share that with another person, it is amazing. And we can share it, of course, by testimonies like we did when we have people come even to Bible for Food, and we record their testimony and their story of, you know, how they came to know the Lord and how that relates to their eating and their reading the Word and all of these things. So we can have a formal testimony, but in truth, every day, each one of us gives a testimony as we go through our day, as we go through our life. People see, or they don't see, or they are confused by the way we are carrying ourselves. I was thinking of, you know, and that's the testimony that most people see anyway. That's the one that they test. They test that testimony in us. They are always watching. I was thinking even at the beginning of this reading, in the second verse, it says that that Timothy, you know, even before he hooked up with Paul, they said that he was well spoken of. That was in 16:2. And so that means that, again, our reputation, we're not trying to be on stage anymore for our own sake. We're not trying to get a following. But we got to remember that part of the call on our life, like it speaks about in that 2 Corinthians 5:20, that we are ambassadors. We're ambassadors for Christ. And so our behavior is on the line in what we do. And so we want to make sure, again, what are we doing? What are we all about? And I think about that personally. For me, that means that at the beginning of every day, I purpose, you know, I make the decision to bring God to my mind, the Lord, not just a nebulous God, because many people have many gods, but to bring the Lord to my mind and to thank Him that I belong to Him and to thank Him that I have been delivered. And I was thinking again about that biblical definition of saved. You know, that we have a spiritual deliverance. In other words, we realize that we have a need. We needed a rescue from that sin and judgment that we could feel heavy on our lives. And we also got to understand about eternal life and how we enter into eternal life. The Bible tells us that there is no one the name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. We also, you know, just know that no one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And then we also know that Jesus gives us that reconciliation between our Father God, our Heavenly Father, by his sacrificial death. But we want to walk in that, walk in a gratitude, not just letting our, you know, our talk outdistance our walk. But let me pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we are going to be tempted left and right today. But let us be aware of that temptation, and let us do the things that will strengthen us from that temptation. And we know that Jesus Christ is the one who strengthens and protects us from the evil one. And we want to go to places where we hear about him in an unmistakable way. And so I pray that each one of us have had significant time in your word today. I pray, Father, that we will have significant time in prayer today. We have significant time in application today. And that application for us includes staying out of the food. We want to, Father, stay out of the food today. We know better than doing that. We know that that is harmful to us, Lord. So let us do the things that we need to do to remember who we are in you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.